Yeah. I have one thought that may be just a little bit of a problem. Where we say what we will and will not do, the third point, we will continue price and wage restraints until inflationary pressures ease up. And we will not take control of permanent future life. I think somebody could seize on the ease up. I think we better say are brought under control, or something. You get my point. Until inflationary pressures are curbed, ease up is too soft. They'll say, well, give up. Well, I know that. I know why you say ease up. But the inflationary pressures, I think, really are brought under control, is what it is, isn't it? We've got it in here, but we will not take control of the permanent future of America. Why could they be controlling it? Yeah. Hold on. Permanent future of American life. Now, I'm going to add something there on an ad lib basis, not in the text, even though it will sort of destroy your nice little balances you have here. I'm going to say, but we will not take control of the permanent future of American life. When they are no longer needed, we will get rid of them. I think that needs to be said for reasons that are very, very fundamental because of my own conviction. When they are no longer needed, you will get rid of them. I just think it's good to say the way that we reason this way, we will continue price and wage restraints until we win. Because we said earlier, we're going to stay in this battle till we win. Now, that's very strong. But I want to also say, when they are no longer needed, we'll get rid of them. Because the hardest thing we're going to have to do is get rid of these guys. And also, there will come a time, it might even come before the election, when we're going to have to get rid of a lot on the ground that no rent controls would be stopping housing. Something to be stopping this business should be cool when it's breaking down and so forth. And I no longer need to look at it. I can say that. Something like that. Out of our feeling. Yeah.